Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
How can you say that?
But it's true. I was bored as hell. She was so boring.
Look, not every date is going to be great, Sebastian, but you've got to give some people a chance. She's a modelo too, right?
Yes, she was a modelo.
So what's the problem? It's perfect. You can go to the gym and diet together.
But I like you, especially when you say big words. It's so sexy.
Like antihistamine or encyclopedia.
See? You know what I like.
But we've been through this. We agreed we're better off as friends, right?
Right. I'm just trying my luck.
Shoot your shot, kiddo. Just not with me. Chat later.
Okay, ciao.
Ciao, bye. Nothing like a broken heart to slingshot you into a new reality. But to be honest, I haven't known myself for the past month. I've been doing things I swore I'd never do, but it beats dwelling in the pain of rejection and humiliation. One thing I'm not sure about, and I kinda don't like, is I feel like I've become superficial as fuck. Not really, really, but I mean, what determines the swipe hard left or hard right? The photos, one, hot or not, and I've been swiping left and right all over the place, every chance I get. On the subway.
Can you get off my foot, please?
Oh, excuse me, sorry. Brushing my teeth. Oh man, he's hot. Look at his body. On the toilet. Every photo of this guy is with a group of people. Which one are you? It's fun, in the moment. An easy distraction. But it doesn't feel like me, you know? And two, sometimes, but only sometimes, a 150-character bio is enough to seal the deal when I'm not sure if it's a McHottie or a McNaughty. But there's only a slim chance of those odds. I know real love and connection isn't about looks. Not for me. It's not even about butterflies. In fact, I heard butterflies when you meet someone are meant to signify a hard no. Truly, it's your body's alert response saying get the fuck out of Dodge. But hormones and attraction and lust and hotness and the stories we keep seeing in the movies keep us blinded and make us think that's what love feels like. Anyway, I don't know what I'm doing, but I do know it's about something else.
Love, sex, and Frankie.
Well, hello, James.
Hey, cutie. What are you up to?
Just on my way to meet Beth at Dirty Joe's. Gotta get the fourth cup of coffee in before noon. What are you doing?
Chillin'. We still on for tonight?
Yep.
Sweet. I'll pick you up at your place at 7.
Okay. Corny as it sounds, but I think it's an energy. If you know, right? It's a palpable connection. An undeniable magnetic pull and gosh, you can feel it. That's what Ben and I... Oops, I forgot. Tyson and I don't call him by his name anymore. We call him Fuckface. So yeah, Fuckface and I had that undeniable, intense connection during our 3 blissful years in college together. And now, well, I'm back at square one. And I am trying to keep the faith. The universe has my back. Right.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Kenny.
The usual?
Thanks. I love that you always know my order. I feel like I'm in Cheers. Oh, and the usual for Beth, too.
What's Cheers?
Never mind. You're too hung. Young. I said young.
What's up? What a day. Hey, Kenny. The
usual? Yep, it's on its way.
I love him. Thanks for meeting me. I'm just not sure. You listening?
Yes, sorry. I swear they build these apps like poker machines just to get me addicted. Solely created to hook your brain like a drug. Dopamine spike every time. There should be fines, though. False advertising, for one, because it's not about love at all. I swear, it's about data and dollars, mofos. It's actually fucked, but it's fun. Okay, sorry. I'm back. I'm present. I am. What did you want to tell me?
Oat milk latte for Frankie and a double espresso for the divine Beth. Hey, Beth.
Hey, Kenny. How you been?
Good.
Excuse me. Can I please order?
Sure. Sorry, Beth. I'll be right back.
God, he's hot. Shame my days of hooking up with guys in college are done. Truly gone. It's quite sad when you think about it. I'd wipe the floor clean with that guy.
Okay, horn dog. What's the issue you wanted to talk to me about? Are you okay?
I'm just not sure about Yogi Birra anymore.
Because Kenny brought you a double espresso with a shitload of muscles and a shit-eating grin?
No, although...
Wait, I thought the yogi's name was Scott.
It was. Is. His spiritual name is Birra. It's a Buddhist term for manliness and energy. Hence our three-day lovemaking.
Yeah, I heard all about your amazing three-day transcendental escapade with him last week. Life-altering, I think you said. Thought I was going to have to start calling you Paramahamsa.
I'm still not walking properly from that. I think I fractured something.
Okay, but what's the problem?
It's just... He's a newly graduated yoga instructor, and I'm the editor of the most popular magazine in the country. There's a huge social, not to mention financial, disparity.
Teen magazine. The most popular teen magazine.
Semantics. It's just, he's on a forever search for more malleable hip flexors and enlightenment and peace and crap, and I'm in search of a G-Wagon and the new Valentino clutch. Just don't see how it's a real match.
Ha! You're getting real feelings for him.
No, I'm not.
You are. You're just freaking out because you actually like him, and because you like him, you could end up exclusive. And that's your worst nightmare. It's worse for you than an actual Armageddon.
No.
Yeah, you're right. Your worst nightmare is getting hurt by someone you actually like. And you really like him. Is he kind? Thoughtful?
Yes.
Honest? Caring? Your values align? Hot? Don't worry about hot. I'm working on my superficialness.
Yes, to all.
Then what's the matter? Different vocations? That's not a deal breaker, surely. And you gotta risk it to get the biscuit, right? Remember when I used to complain about my love life? What did you used to say to me?
You're delusional?
No. You said, don't judge the candy by the wrapper. You and Yogi Scott might have different pastimes and career pursuits, but your values align. He's a good egg. And they're more rare than a damn Fabergé.
This is why you're the best agony aunt around.
I literally had to pretend you were an 18-year-old to dish that sermon.
Amen. Shame you don't take your own advice.
Easy.
You still screening Ben? I mean, fuckface's calls.
Yep, blocked his number. Don't want to see another missed call or can we talk text. Too late for that.
When did you become the Iron Woman?
A bout of breakup depression changes you.
Frankie!
What the? James! You could have texted or buzzed.
Yelling up into a window is only romantic in Shakespeare. I'll come down. One sec.
Hey, cutie.
Hello, James.
Nice car.
It's a Pininfarina, Sergio.
Sounds delicious.
Buckle up. Martini?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Are you okay?
I think I'm... How many of you are standing there?
Oh, you're G-Force drunk. It'll pass soon. You're drooling a little, though. Let me just...
Thanks.
What are you drinking?
Dirty martini, please.
How dirty?
Very.
Waiter, can I get two very dirty martinis? Extra olives in both? Mine? Give me a Monkey 47. Hers? What do you want? Gin or vodka?
Oh, I don't care. Vodka? Make it dirty, dirty, please.
She'll have hers with Grey Goose.
Oh, thank goodness. I just see one of you now.
Waiter, couple dozen oysters too, thanks.
Okay, here's the thing about James. He clicks at people. Strike one. But otherwise, there's something about him. He is such an anomaly here. He seems so laid back. Like he should just live on an island, chill, and surf all day. All he wears is board shorts and tees. Well, that's all I've ever seen him in. Yet, he picked me up in this fancy-as-fuck sports car and has very fancy taste in, well, everything. I guess none of us are just one thing, though, right? But I've never met a guy like this before.
Heck, I've never met a guy at the massage tent at the farmer's market before either. But it's nice to meet real people in real life again.
Ah, yes, here we are, two very dirty martinis. Cheers to serendipitous moments at the farmer's market.
Cheers.
So you're in Aussie. I've spent a bunch of time surfing there and Indo. Are you from Bondi?
You mean Bondi? I've got family there. I was brought up in Sydney mostly, but we moved a lot. Different parts of Australia, back and forth, the States a bit. So what's your story?
Grew up in Cali. I'm in New York every few months for work, though. I travel loads. My dad owns Agape Yogurt. You know it?
Agape? Yes, of course I know it. Who doesn't? So you work for him?
Well, kinda not really. I'm the heir to the business, so for now I just travel to our factories and offices around the country, make sure it's all up to scratch. Don't really do anything, to be honest.
Wow, you're set. What would a guy like this, who can get anyone, want with me?
Yeah, I guess. I'm just having fun right now.
Did I just say that out loud?
Huh?
Nothing.
Oyster?
I don't eat them. Are they still alive?
Try one. They're incredible. Tastes like the ocean. You know they're an aphrodisiac?
Yeah, I've heard. You want to test it out?
That sounds fun. What do you mean?
Okay, well, what level of horny are you now, out of 10?
Like, a 7?
Well, that's high considering we're just sitting here.
It's kind of normal. You?
I'd say 2, maybe 3, because we're talking about it. So, let's eat the oysters and gauge our level of horniness and test the theory. I'm basically a scientist.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, extra points for me, because I don't usually eat these slimy buggers.
Come on, don't be chicken.
Tastes like chicken. Okay, here goes. What is this slime?
Oh, girl, that gag reflex is brutal.
I'm choking here, Tyson. You're not helping. Shoo.
You couldn't fake it for a fancy aphrodisiac with the rich surfer boy.
Fine. Interesting. I mean, I can see why they're the sex food. Super sexy. White lies aren't a sin, right?
So what level of horny are you now?
A 6. Definitely a 6. Oh, you're handsy.
Can I come up? Or come back to my hotel? We can have a nightcap in the jacuzzi.
Would it be okay if we take it slow to start with another time?
Sure thing. Text me tomorrow?
For sure. Good night.
Night.
Morning, Ty.
Afternoon.
Is it? Damn, I slept late. Must have been the drinks. You okay?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, but you know I'm here if...
It's Dean. He's acting weird.
Really? Like how?
I don't know. Just weird. Distant. Cagey. Busy.
Could he just be busy or distracted with work stress? I mean, sports agents are weird, busy and distracted 24/7, aren't they?
Yeah, but I just...
Have you asked him? Dean adores you. Besides, you were the hottest lawyer in town. He'd be crazy to risk losing you. I'm sure it's absolutely nothing. Could you be going through a needy phase again?
Maybe. I haven't said anything yet, but I can't help but feel something's up. Anyway, what happened with the mini millionaire?
Oh, we had fun. Except for the oysters. What's all the fuss about those bottom-feeding slugs anyway?
And? When will you see him again?
Soon, I hope. I texted him when I went to the loo way earlier this morning, but he hasn't replied yet. That was like 5 hours ago. I'll text again. Hey, hottie. No. Hey, happy Sunday again. How's your day going? Could he be ghosting me? I mean, he told me to text him today.
I mean, maybe.
Ugh, this is too stressful. I'm going for a shower. I can still taste those sea slugs. Hello? Oh, hey, Mom.
Bubala, it's your dad. He's in emergency.
What? I'm on my way.
Honey, thank you for getting here so fast.
He can't walk.
Oh gosh, what happened?
We'd been at it for hours on a combo tantra and Kama Sutra exercise and—
Ew! Mom, stop!
What?
That's not an emergency. That's an embarrassment. I don't want to know about your sex life with Dad. Oh.
It's a natural part of life. A union of the souls.
I am so happy to be completely in the dark about your soul union, Mom. Would you like me to tell you all about my sex life?
Of course, honey. A healthy sex life is such a big part of your vitality. And it can even help bolster your immune system, reduce stress, and assist with your manifestations.
Okay, Mother.
So, have you met any nice guys lately?
No. So my mom wants to rave about her abundant sex life. Heck, they're breaking damn bones and exhausted from all of their sexual antics, and meanwhile, I can't even get a text back.
Doctor, is he okay?
Yes, yes. Nothing more than a sprained ankle and some deep tissue bruising.
Oh gosh, thank God.
Now, he said he was attempting a back bend while on the tippy toes of one foot for a—
Yes, we were working on a tantric Kama Sutra.
Okay, I gotta run. Work stuff.
Hey, it's James. I'm busy or just avoiding you. Leave me a message. Or not.
Hello?
Frank!
Tyson?
I caught Dean. He's cheating on me. I can literally see him with another guy right now.
Listen to the next episode of Love, Sex, and Frankie to find out what Frankie gets up to next. To meet our cast and crew and find out more, visit lovesexfrankie.com and Love, Sex, Frankie on Instagram and Facebook.